Right now, the Morrison government is dismissing any suggestion that it played a role in the two AFP raids conducted on the home of the News Corp journalist and the ABC. Yesterday, officers raided the ABC's Ultimo headquarters in Sydney over a series of stories broadcast in 2017 about allegations of misconduct by Australian Special Forces in Afghanistan. Earlier, in fact a day earlier, the AFP raided the Canberra home of Annika Smethurst, a journalist with News Corporation, after a story she wrote in 2018, last year, about a proposal to expand the powers of the intelligence agency ASD. The AFP maintains there is no link between these investigations, and the Prime Minister says the Australian Federal Police operates at arm's length with the government.
These are matters that were being pursued by the AFP operationally at complete arm's length from the government, not with the knowledge of the government, not at the instigation of government ministers. They were referred by department heads, and then it is a matter for the Federal Police to make judgments about how they proceed.
That's the Prime Minister speaking yesterday. Well, Fergus Hanson is the head of the International Cyber Policy Centre at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, or ASPI, in Sydney. Fergus Hanson, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Fergus, maybe slightly outside your remit, but do you care to address the apparent coincidence of these two raids on consecutive days? The AFP says they're not linked. Is that credible?
Well, I think, you know, you're talking about two different cases in the sense of one, you know, one's dealing with the Afghan files, the other one's dealing with a memo from a proposal, perhaps from Home Affairs and a leaked document. So we could say, well, they're dealing with two separate cases. Obviously, they're coming one day after each other, and they're being the raids are being conducted by the same agency. So I don't think there's coincidence in terms of the agency's planning of making them one day after another. The question is, you know, why would they do that? Smack bang on top of each other. For me, I think the most likely explanation is they're very aware that this is going to create a media storm, and I presume they're trying to limit the fallout by, you know, getting them both done at the same time. And trying to minimise the impact for them.
Particularly odd too in the timing, just coming 2 weeks after the election result. Let's go to the raid on the home of the News Limited journalist Annika Smethurst on April 29 last year. The Sunday Telegraph published her story under the headline "Secret Plan to Spy on Aussies," based on a leaked document which discussed a plan to expand the powers of the ASD, the Australian Signals Directorate. The story alleged the new powers would allow ASD to, quote, spy domestically on Australians. Does the ASD have that power in any way now?
So the ASD is a foreign intelligence service. Its remit is to spy on foreigners, not on Australians. So there's a very clear distinction there in its act. Now, there is very limited exceptions. So, for example, if the Attorney General deems somebody to be a threat to national security, mm-hmm. then with various approvals, ASD, for example, is able to spy on an Australian who is overseas that may be conducting terrorist activities, for example. So the person has to be overseas. They have to have these special approvals. And in those very limited circumstances, they can look at Australians. But for the vast, vast bulk of what they do, it's focused on overseas foreigners.
Okay, so they can look in Australians, but look into Australians, but not in Australia.
Exactly.
Okay, this proposal was put in effect in a letter by the Secretary of Home Affairs, Michael Pezzullo, in correspondence with the Secretary of Defence, Greg Moriarty. Can we go to the extra powers that looked as though they were being proposed? The story by Annika Smethurst claimed the plan would potentially allow government hackers to, and she's quoting from the letter, proactively disrupt and covertly remove onshore cyber threats by hacking into critical infrastructure. In simple terms, Fergus, what does that mean, and is that an expanded role for ASD in your view?
Well, this memo, and we've only got a very small excerpt and a torn off piece of the top to go by, but it appears to be a proposal coming from Home Affairs to talk about how, you know, expanded powers might be able to help them do their job better. So it looks like the proposal is suggesting that, you know, with some expanded powers, ASD, for example, could go after domestic-based cyber criminals, for example, breaking into critical infrastructure is a very broad term, but for example, maybe, you know, through online, you know, going through online means through the internet, tracking, hacking into their networks.
We do know a little bit more since, because the Mike Pezzullo from Home Affairs has appeared before Senate Estimates since then and fleshed this out a bit and talked about, the only matter in terms of potential new powers is whether ASD's, this is a quote, capabilities could and should be employed in the disruption of cybercrime, whether whole or parts of the relevant cyber network are hosted on Australian communications infrastructure. And so that was what he told Senate Estimates. Does that make it any clearer?
Yeah, I mean, I think what he's pointing to is, perhaps if a cyber criminal network is using part of, has part of its operation sitting on, for example, the Australian digital network, mm-hmm. effectively, then, that this might be a way that, ASD could play a role. As I mentioned, it's a proposal coming from Home Affairs. It's not a proposal coming from ASD, and we haven't seen any evidence that the government's, given ASD these powers.
And would it be an expanded role? And so, to boil it down, it would be allowing ASD to spy on Australians. Is that the right language, in Australia, or to intervene in the cyber infrastructure?
Well, I mean, I guess it would be targeting potentially Australians, which is, strictly outside of ASD's mandate. So if ASD were to be given these powers, it would require a new act to enable that. At the moment, they're strictly prohibited from doing that. It would be an expanded mandate, and it would be, prima facie on the small amount of information we've got, it would be, giving them extra powers to potentially in some circumstances go after criminal networks, hosted or based in Australia.
Okay. The other element of the expanded powers referred to in the story and since by Mike Pezzullo was so-called network protection. Can you explain for us what kind of protection is that and what kind of infrastructure? I think we're talking about, for instance, things like the electricity grid.
Could you just repeat that, Fran?
So-called network protection. Mike Pezzullo later told Estimates the discussion was around ASD's capabilities could and should be employed in the active defence of certain critical national networks.
Yeah, so if you're thinking about an adversary, for example, a large state that was wanting to attack us, attack Australia through cyber means, ASD, could have a role then in defending that network and trying to hold that adversary at bay or get it out of the network. So that would be, I think, the type of defence that he was referring to.
So bottom line, Fergus, we've only got a minute to the news, but these were what was proposed in the correspondence. We've heard since that Malcolm Turnbull at the National Security Committee closed it all down. It was dismissed at the time by the government as nonsense. Have ASD had any expansion of their powers?
No. So this would absolutely require an act of parliament. We would have seen, legislation being passed, proposing this sort of change, and we haven't seen anything like that, and they certainly don't have those powers at the moment.
All right. Fergus Hanson, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Fran.
Fergus Hanson is the head of the International Cyber Policy Centre at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, or ASPI.